Military Mondays with David Katz.
David Katz, a very, very good morning. I don't know, I can't get used to your intro. I don't know, but I just can't.
It's sporadic. You don't play it all the time. It's sporadic. It's like once in a while. And I'm wondering what, you know, you wake up that morning and say, no, I'm going to play that intro.
Darn it. Yes.
I'll call it intro. What's it called?
Yeah, it's an intro.
Okay, I'm going to play that intro today. That's.
In fact, we can even...
Here, you change your mind.
I don't know, because something just sounds just a little off there, and I still can't get it right.
I still think that's the first one. I think we've gone back to the first one. That's not the second one.
This is the second one.
Oh, is it the second
one?
Yeah, we're getting used to it.
Definitely.
Like matzo, we're getting used to it.
Exactly. Time is 8:38. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Major David Katz joining us in a studio for Military Monday. And today we're talking about the future of war. Because the future of war has got to have something to do with space, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And
So it's actually so refreshing not to focus on a current conflict.
Yeah, something in the future.
Let's talk about how we're going to fight about Mars.
So something quite important happened in the December period besides impeachment and all those other things that distracted us. President Trump officially signed the Space Force into law, which is going to be a new arm of the American Armed Forces. So it's on an equal footing to the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army.
Right.
And it's actually quite a moment if you think about it. It's the first indicator that we are taking the space as a new frontier seriously in the military sense.
But wasn't there some form of a moratorium or an agreement some years ago? I remember reading when I was looking at one of these on this day in history, where everybody agrees that there'll be no weapons in space.
I think you're thinking about Antarctica.
No, I'm not. That is not space.
No weapons.
Maybe
in space.
Nuclear weapons.
I'm not sure. Listen, let's have a look at what the role and the mission of
okay,
it is.
Okay, fair enough.
We can discern whether there's weaponry involved.
Right.
It doesn't really say anything about weaponry. The U.S. Space Force mission is to organize, train, and equip space forces in order to protect U.S. and allied interests in space, and to provide space capabilities to the joint force. Its responsibilities include developing military space professionals, acquiring military space systems, maturing the military doctrine for space power, and organizing space forces to present to the combatant commands. So written in there, I mean, I think if you read between the lines, yes, it could well be a force that carries arms and has the capability of taking down other spacecraft and that type of thing. I don't think it precludes it.
So this whole sort of weaponizing satellites, maybe managing things here, or is it because there's this talk about going to Mars and all of these initiatives?
Well, I think on the military front is that space opens up. I think what are we on now? The fifth dimension. I think the third dimension was aircraft. The fourth dimension was computers and data, and now we're sitting with the fifth dimension, which is space, which is an important component of any future military conflict.
Right.
So that dimension has now been opened up, and obviously in the future it's going to become more and more important. So surely the countries that are military advanced are going to want to control the space over Earth.
Yes, one would have thought it would have happened already.
Well, it has to a certain extent. So what has happened, so they have, it fell underneath the Air Force, so they've had this capability, they had about 6,000 personnel working within the Air Force on space, and now they've decided that it's so important that they're going to create its own command. To be focused on space, because under the Air Force is more focused on land based equipment and that type of thing. So this is quite a step forward. To acknowledge and say, right, this space is a totally new dimension, and we need to carve it off and treat it as a separate item. So it's quite a seminal moment.
Dov wants to know: can bombs actually work in space?
Can bombs work in space? I would say so. Yes. Why not?
Well, because of lack of, I don't know, oxygen at all of that. Does it work in the same? A fire can't burn in space.
Of course, the fire could burn. How does a spacecraft get to the moon and Mars? It's burning fires behind. But I'm not a scientist. I don't want to get involved in this in case
no, you
I can't say
light,
something wrong.
Zanati, can you light a match in space?
This conversation, I'm just like, oh my gosh, they both don't know anything.
And she's not wrong.
And then we're bringing you into it. I said, Zanati, can you light a match in space?
Tell us about space and fire and space if you don't mind.
I'm like, this is not going to go end up good.
She's so not wrong. She's so not wrong. It's what we call the blind leading the blind.
The blind leading the blind.
No, but David, you're the expert on it. I'm just asking questions.
I'm just going to sidestep there and say, okay, I found something very interesting.
Yes, tell me.
What's that? The Space Force will assume responsibility for all major space acquisitions. Now, what does that mean, Zanati? Space acquisitions.
Space acquisitions.
That means that they're going to annex the moon and
yes,
and Mars
yes, for sure.
It certainly sounds like
sure.
It. I mean, what else?
We couldn't solve the Middle East problem. Mm. Now we're going to solve the moon.
It may be a way
when
of
everybody
solving the
wants
East
it. Don't go there, David. Do not go there. And do not give Donald Trump any ideas either.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Right.
So, look, some of the jobs that you can apply for.
Oh.
Space operations officer.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a space.
Do they have a radio show
space
up there?
Systems
entertainment they must do.
The possibilities of enhancing our military effectiveness through use of space are virtually endless. Space operation officers
well,
direct
space
the
space is endless, I like that, yeah.
Direct the entire system utilizing satellites that enhance our communications and tracking. So I mean this is hard yeah. stuff. You're not gonna be employed here unless you're a doctorate in something.
Yeah, I don't think we need apply.
You're gonna need to know whether a bomb's working
space.
Exactly. I mean, we out it. On the first question. I mean,
yeah.
You can imagine the first question.
Yeah,
is bombs work in space, yes or no?
Yeah. Can you light a cigarette in space?
Mm. Can you light a cigarette in space?
Wow,
I don't
guys.
Know. Google
you can't
that.
Be asking me.
No, we're asking you because, I don't know, because we don't know. So, all right, do you think you can light a cigarette? Can you smoke a cigarette in space? Obviously not in a controlled environment. Not in at the space station, but can you light a cigarette in space? It's an interesting question. So I still find it fascinating, David, that this has taken so long to become a thing. Has everybody just left it the hell alone? Why only now are we starting to talk about this as an aspiration?
Well, look, it's certainly the next military frontier. I mean, there's no denying that. We know what's going to happen in the next couple of hundred years is that people are going to be fighting for dominance of having satellites and having certain bases outside of Earth. So it's something that's going to happen, and behind the scenes, I mean, obviously armies have been planning for it. Except now, what the United States has done is it's removed the command away from one of the serving forces and created a new command, which is pretty significant. So when you say, why is it only happening now? The American Air Force only became a separate arm in 1947, well after the other air forces. So air forces used to fall under the army command.
Right.
And then for obvious reasons, the Air Force felt that it was restrictive, and slowly air forces all over the world became their own independent command. And America was one of the last ones in 1947. Already the British and the South Africans and the Russians had made it a separate arm of service way before then.
Right.
So now the Americans are actually the first ones on the space side to create a space command.
Right. But in fact, space has been used for, you know, tracking people, the satellites, for imagery on Earth. So space has already become an incredibly important part of modern day warfare.
Well, it's totally dominant. I would say at this stage, it's totally dominant, and everything, all our communications come via satellite. It all comes via space. If you could dominate the area over space, you're going to dominate the military of the future.
Right.
So that's how important it is. That's how important it is. And armies are going to have to start thinking about, first of all, the capability of putting their own satellites up there,
right.
Which not a lot of armies have got that. But you can see who the main players are. You can see India's trying to do it.
Mm.
Israelis are trying to do it.
Which is interesting because we've often spoken about the fact that today warfare has become quite unconventional in terms of terror, in terms of these types of actions. And those behaviors or that type of warfare is inexpensive. whereas this is something that still remains out of the reach of most nations.
Well, there's a barrier to entry to sending a satellite up into space. There's also an economic barrier to doing it. So there's those two heavy barriers of and only the most advanced countries in the world can do it, and it gives them that technological advantage over other countries. So the Americans obviously want to maintain that, and they've had that technological advantage since the 60s. The Russians were ahead at one stage, and the Americans took over, and they certainly want to maintain that advantage. But not only do they want to maintain it now, is that they're looking to militarize that advantage also. And that's just a logical step. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Zach says, if you smoke a cigarette in the space station, you'll probably explode because of the oxygen they pump in. It is ill-advised to smoke in a space station.
Smoking is bad for your health.
Well, there we go, especially in a space station.
Especially in a space station.
So, Zanati, can you? You've been Googling.
Yeah, I've been trying, yeah, but no, it doesn't look like it's a good idea.
To do what?
To light a fire.
No, I want to know, can you, not if it's a good idea. I want to know if you can smoke a cigarette in space. Why is that such a difficult question?
I don't think it's difficult at all.
34519 or 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Please help us out here. We clearly have no idea what we're talking about. It's a Jewish Lone Ranger.
Where was it aimed at?
Not at the horse. He was on the horse shooting at bad people.
Do you know this is for a fact?
Yeah. So we did research.
We did our research.
No horses were harmed in the making of this.
Don't even see a horse, firstly, and you also don't see a gun.
Well, you certainly don't see a horse after the shot was fired.
There was no horse
was harmed during the making of that video. Linda says, what a fine job musically and other done today. Thanks, Linda. And Janine says, I'm sorry, my son is already at school. I'm sure he'd be able to answer your smoking in space question. No. Just because he smokes hanging out the window, Janine, doesn't mean that he knows everything about smoking in space. And Henry says, if you light your cigarette on Mars, you'll end up in Uranus. Okay, that's sharp. That is very, very sharp. Well done, Henry. That is very, very funny. All right, talking about the space. So do we have an insignia, a logo? Do we have, are we ready for this?
We have an insignia which was tweeted out by Donald Trump. And unfortunately, it received some derision.
Really,
that's a shock. Because it looks very similar. And I wish I had a picture to show you here. But maybe we can Google it quickly.
Yes.
It looks very similar to the Star Trek logo. I don't know if that was by design or by accident.
Well, I'm sure they wanted the influence of Star Trek.
I think so.
They wanted to allude to it, right?
I don't actually see a problem with that.
No, I don't either.
Not that I remember exactly.
If I was designing the U.S. military space logo, I definitely would allude to Star Trek.
Well, why not just keep it within budget?
I would do the Kohanic song. Yes, the Kohanic song.
But why go to all the expense of budget now to try and design a new logo, reinvent the wheel, when you've got a perfectly good Star Trek logo that you could just purloin?
Yeah, because it's called copyright.
Well, maybe get permission from the Star Trek guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't mind. I mean, Star Trek 27
Probably not, exactly.
Yeah, and then one more thing which I found quite interesting is that they adopted an official Bible, which really came in for a lot of problem because it's a Christian Bible,
right.
And they wanted a sort of an all-encompassing type of a Bible to swear people in on.
Right.
And that came in for a little bit of criticism because it was outrightly Christian, and they were looking maybe something for a little less. Non-denominational.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, America is a Christian country. What's wrong with that?
And
if a Jewish person is uncomfortable with that, then you can give them another option.
Exactly. No, I don't see a problem with that at all. So they certainly have got their Bible, they've got their logo, and they've got their mission, as we've seen, and they've got posts open, and they're ready to go. So, that's the launch.
Right.
You just have to sit back and wait and see how it develops.
Hope they've got their cigarettes.
Well, we don't know if they can or if they can't, because because Janine's son's at school.
What about an e-cigarette? That's a possibility.
Well, no one should be. No, because they blow up even on Earth.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's been
a lot of
those.
Is that not just propaganda by the cigarette companies trying to get rid of the e-cigarettes?
No.
Have there been cases?
There have been multiple cases of the e-cigarettes blowing up. And they're not good for you anyway.
They're not good for you.
No. Rather drink Coke. Time is 8:59. We've got one or two more ads that we want to play for you. And after that, we will go straight to news, headlines and the news. Hope you have a fantastic day. David, Major David Katz, thank you as always.